Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, everybody locked in, everybody listening all over North America. Happy Friday to you. Hope you had a tremendous day. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. I don't care how your Friday went up until now. I'll do my best to make sure that you have a good time because I'm having a good time. Okay, we got a lot to get into here over the next 4 hours. This is when I get started every weekday, Monday through Friday. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. The World Series gets started in 2 hours in Toronto, Canada. Treya Savage, Blake Snell, World Series game number one. Toronto hasn't seen a World Series since 1993. The fans up in Toronto are going to be hyped for it. Last night we had a crap Thursday night football game. Go ask Carson Wentz how he feels today. Guy's probably laid up in bed right now. We'll get into the Chargers. Congratulations on the Chargers for picking up a win. And then in the case of the Minnesota Vikings, well, hopefully you get J.J. McCarthy back sooner than later. Looks like Lamar Jackson, speaking of being back, he's back. Looks like he's out there practicing. I don't know when we can expect to see him on the field, but at least he's back practicing. We got Michael Penix Jr. He's hurting. We'll talk more about the injuries later on in the show. Okay, we got Pete Fuatek joining us from collegefootballnews.com. Tell us what we need to look out for this weekend. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. The New York Giants, man, they're in a little bit of trouble. And don't try to jump in front of the concussion protocol. It could come back to bite you in the backside. We got a couple of Giants whose wallets are a little bit lighter for trying to force things. We got Sam Gordon joining us from the San Francisco Chronicle to talk about the Golden State Warriors. They're looking good so far. Kuminga looks good. Does he still want to be traded? And Steph Curry is out of here dropping 40. The Warriors are looking good. Oklahoma City Thunder are just playing overtime games all the time. They make me tired. And then, of course, yeah, we still got this gambling thing going on with the NBA. Okay, we got a lot to discuss. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You can find me online if you use the internet. I exist. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. You got X, you got Facebook, you got Instagram, you got all of the things. You can easily go ahead and find me all over the internet. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. I am in Atlanta, Georgia, on Peachtree Street, minding my business, looking at Piedmont Park, here in beautiful Midtown Manhattan. Botcher, how are you? You having a good day?
I'm having a great day. I am not looking at anything beautiful in front of me. I am staring at glass.
Glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry for you. You're looking at four walls and glass. My apologies.
There's a couple cameras, too.
Okay. All right. Are they on you?
No. There's one, but they don't... I can't see myself through it. It's just staring at me weird.
What a... Yeah. How narcissistic you are. One day we'll turn them on for you. Okay, Bacha? No problem.
There's nothing good to see.
No, how about... Here's some big news. It's not really big news. The Pelicans are signing DeAndre Jordan to do what? Carry bags? I mean, no disrespect to DeAndre Jordan. He had a great career, nice career, Lob City, blocking shots. He sets picks, grab rebounds, and he's a good vet. Why not? Shout out to Joe Dumars adding DeAndre Jordan to the team. Bacha, did I ever tell you about the time that DeAndre Jordan almost ran over me and my kid?
No. What? This seems very major.
Well, yeah, I mean, the guy is almost 7 feet tall. He's probably 280 pounds, and he's over here trying to bowling ball me and my child. I was at a basketball game. I was at a Hawks game, and I was coming out of the tunnel. And the way that the tunnel is here in Atlanta, it's not centered to the court. It's angled, you know, on the baseline. All of the tunnels to exit the floor, outside of going to get something to eat or a club, they're kind of adjacent to the corner. So it's a straight line. You have to turn a corner to go down. And I was walking to the game, and this is right before player introductions. Well, obviously, DeAndre Jordan, is he playing a starting? No. So he got all the time in the world to, run to the bathroom and then go sit on the bench. And so the game is getting ready to start. This is right before introductions. The team has already ran out the tunnel. And I'm coming through the tunnel to go sit down with my kid. And this man comes around the corner like a freight train. Okay? Not looking where he's going because, I don't know, you think he sees the world. He doesn't. Maybe I'm too short. And he comes around the corner. And he basically almost sandwiches. My son is in my arms. He almost sandwiches me and my kid. Or basically my kid. He stopped. God bless him. He's an elite athlete. I hope he is. He stopped on a dime before he smashed, most importantly, my son and then me.
See, when you said you were almost hit by him or ran over by him, my brain went to car. Now it makes 100% more sense. That is also in DeAndre Jordan's personality, where I feel like he would be late to introductions.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't a part of introductions. He ain't starting.
Yeah, but you got to get in the team circle. You got to give them high fives before they go to the sporting table.
The team was out on the court already. Who did he play for the past couple years? Who did he sit on the bench for?
Denver.
Yeah, those are Denver Nuggets. Yeah, the Nuggets were already out there. Okay. Jokic and them are already there. They're all there. Murray and Gordon. Gordon's crazy, too. 10 of 11 from threes. He had 40 points, too, last night in a loss. It sucks for him. But anyway, the team was already on the court. I was walking to the court. This is literally right before everybody lines up. I don't know if he needed to use the bathroom. I don't know if he forgot something in the back. He needed some tape. I don't know what he needed. He was running off the court, full speed. And he turned the corner, and because he's so damn tall, you know, I guess he literally went from the arena to the tunnel, which is right there at the arena. He just almost ran into me.
You should have, if you didn't have your kid, you should have, flopped a little bit.
You want me to sue DeAndre Jordan?
No, you wouldn't sue, but you'd get, a high five or something like that.
You wanted me to allow this 7-foot man to knock 5'9" me over directly onto the ground. You want me to hit the concrete and then just... What am I supposed to do then?
Get up and then...
Now I'm really hurting, okay? Even if I fake it, I don't want to fall on the floor for fake. I'm not a wrestler. What do I look like, a John Cena?
Hey, those guys know how to sell well. But yeah, you get
up. Yeah, but it hurts.
It hurts. You shake it off, you get up, and you're like... John Jordan's like, hey, sorry. And then you get maybe a handshake or a pat in the back.
I'm not trained to fall on a concrete floor and hurt myself, okay? I'm not trained. How many years did it take John Cena of training to fall on a concrete floor? And there's no training, by the way, for falling on a concrete floor. You don't do it.
Yeah, you don't do that. So I understand why you don't want to fall.
Yeah.
But it would have been cooler if you fell.
And it's not like if he ran me and my kid over, what are they doing for me? The Hawks don't. They're going to be, JR and his kid fell. Are they okay? Is JR good? Good. JR, we'll see him tomorrow. What is DeAndre going to go? Oh, JR, I'm sorry. Let me give you some free tickets. I don't need no tickets. What is he going to do for me besides write me a check? And the only way I get a check is if I become a complete ass and walk around in a neck brace. Why do I want to do that to my reputation?
That's true. Maybe you could ask like for a picture with Jokic or something like that.
I don't want no pic. I don't want a picture with Jokic. Jokic don't want no picture with me. What are we taking pictures for? We don't want that.
I know. So you were smart about this. You avoided the issue before it happened. It's just DeAndre Jordan needs to look where he's going.
He does. He's too damn tall to be running full steam like that. I guess he expected no one to be in the tunnel. And literally, I came around one corner. He came around another full speed. He was literally like, we were basically hugging. That's how close he was. And my kid was right here on my chest. And he's a toddler, but he's still small. And he could have smashed me and my kid. I would have never heard the end of it. Oh, you took our son to the basketball game, and now he's smashed. And I mean, like, yeah, you went to the basketball game too, so just relax. So, I'm alive, he's alive. I guess that's all that matters, right?
And good for DeAndre Jordan for staying in the league.
Yeah, congratulations. He got a job with the Pelicans. Speaking of staying in the league, we got all this gambling news that came in yesterday. Now, we don't know if Chauncey Billups is going to be able to stay in the league, and we don't know if Damon Jones is going to stay in the league. Terry Rozier, we don't know if he's going to stay in the league. There were all these other stories all throughout the course of today about ancillary figures and non-celebrities you've never heard of. There was a woman in the New York Post today. She was standing behind Chauncey Billups in some of these games. And there was a guy in Manhattan. They say he was part of one of these crime families. And these guys are not celebrities. But then even today, Pablo Torre, who spent a good amount of time over the past several weeks and months pretty much trying to, you know, jam it to Bill Belichick and his girlfriend and how bad things are at North Carolina, Pablo Torre even shouted out and said, Kevin Garnett was a part of one of these games. And it's just like, oh boy, here we go. Here we go. And then we got clarification from Pablo Torre. Hey, one of Kevin Garnett's friends reached out and said, Kevin went to the game and he thought it was an after party. And the minute that he realized what was going on, it was a poker game, Kevin Garnett left. Okay. All right, sure, fine. I mean, these are all allegations against everybody. And as we spoke to Amy Dash last week, you know, these don't appear to be solutions that we're going to have between now and the conclusion of the season, which is in June. Or if you're a bum-ass team, your season will end in, Bacho, is it like April, early April?
Yeah, early April, March.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't seem like we're going to have any resolution, but we did get some responses from some of these active NBA players. Jaylen Brown, very active with the NBA Players Association. He actually took the league to task today. The New York Knicks are hosting the Boston Celtics. And so during shoot-around earlier today in Madison Square Garden, Jaylen Brown took some time to say, the NBA needs to do a better job prioritizing our league and our players, you know, not getting involved in gambling. Listen to this.
Me personally, I think, you know, that whole world was introduced a couple of years ago, and I don't think they took players into consideration, especially with, you know, the energy and the behavior that goes around, you know, gambling and how that directly correlates with players. We don't benefit from any of the profits or anything like that, but we got to deal with, you know, a lot of the extra negativity and scrutiny behind all the gambling stuff. And then on top of that, you know, it creates more integrity issues, et cetera. So I'm not sure what the answer is going forward. But, you know, definitely something that people got to spend more time having conversations about.
Wow. That last, well, there's one thing that really stood out to me. He said that the players, don't participate in the gambling part. I had to say to myself that doesn't appear or sound accurate. I mean, one of the reasons why the players, their salaries have gone up is twofold. Because you got these big companies like Amazon who are paying all this money to broadcast NBA games. I think tonight is the first kind of Amazon night for the NBA. And we got ESPN who just re-upped. We know NBC just picked up, I think it's a 10-11 year contract to get the NBA back on NBC. So television and streaming is one big reason why the salaries are going up for players. And then the other element is because the NBA, like all of the leagues, NHL, Major League Baseball, NFL, they've all started to embrace gambling. Okay? They have these deals with the sports books. And so when he says we don't participate, look, I'm not in the union. I'm not a part of the National Basketball Players Association. I'm not NBPA. That's not me. But even I know. Like, I'd be surprised. And I looked it up. I'm like, yeah, all the money that comes in via these gambling deals with the league that they have, that's a part of basketball-related income. Okay? The NBA and teams and the players, they get a portion of that. Come on now. I'm surprised that he said that. And is it the NBA's responsibility, outside of what they've already done, to educate players? I mean, everything that I hear, I mean, J.J. Redick said it like yesterday. I think he said we've had two meetings or two people come in and talk to us about gambling, you know, just yesterday. Like, there is a lot of money. And Jaylen Brown continued on. He's just like, oh, yeah, because we make a lot of money, you know, people think that we're just supposed to, hey, we're paying you a lot. You guys figure it out. Oh, yeah, bro. You have access. You have resources. You can do something with it. What more do you want from the NBA? Okay, if I was making $60 and $70 million a year, like Jaylen Brown, you know what I would want from the NBA? Nothing. Cut the check. Y'all are treating me fair? You giving me this money? I'm good. My fellow NBA brethren are good. You treating them good? I don't need nothing else from you. I don't need no gambling seminar. And if you need help, then pay for it. Okay? What more does he need? Like, I'm actually confused. Bacha, let me hear what Jaylen Brown said again, because that confused the hell out of me.
Me personally, I think, you know, that whole world was introduced a couple years ago. And I don't think they took players into consideration, especially with, you know, the energy and the behavior that goes around, you know, gambling, and how that directly correlates with players. We don't benefit from any of the profits or anything like that, but we got to deal with, you know, a lot of the extra negativity and scrutiny behind all the gambling stuff. And then on top of that, you know, it creates more integrity issues, etc. So I'm not sure what the answer is going forward. But, you know, definitely something that people got to spend more time having conversations about.
Okay, yeah, sure, fine. I mean, people have, first of all, outside of prop bets and all the leagues openly embracing gambling, it's always been there. Now, this ain't nothing new. Okay, the fact that a guy can sit down on the court and use his phone and gamble at that moment, yes, technology has certainly changed a whole hell of a lot. But gambling is not something new, all right? And if he wants to look at it as a double-edged sword, then so be it. You want to give $20 million back, you know, per season because there's no gambling? Or do you want to take the 20 and get scrutinized? And the last time I checked, and I could be wrong, I don't know, but I don't know this part. Did the players have to agree to this additional revenue that comes in via gambling? Because I'm almost certain that they get a portion of it. Almost certain. Okay, are they prize picks and this and that? No. But whatever arrangement the league has with these gambling and betting companies, yeah, they get a part of it. You can't have it both ways. Okay? People are always going to have their vices, and we discussed this yesterday. Some people are going to drink. Some people are going to smoke. Some people are going to gamble. Some people are going to be, you know, out here cheating on their wives and spouses. Like, people do a lot of things they're not supposed to do. And some people do things that it's okay to do, but you do it in excess and it gets you in trouble. Everybody has a vice. Everybody likes to, you know, I don't know what it is. It's up to you. You just got to be careful with it. And look, you are in an amazing business as a professional athlete. You are making an amazing salary. You're young. You're living life. I wouldn't complain about this. Come on now. There's bigger things in the world. Everybody's going to make their own choices. I don't know if Chauncey Billups is guilty or innocent. I have no idea. I've never heard a bad word about him, which would lead me to believe he's either a very good guy who did something bad, or he's a good guy who just said, you know, screw it, I need the money, I want the money. I have no idea. That's his business. That's his life. We all got choices. His shout outs to E-40. Yeah, Botch, you know that song, right? Come on now.
Yeah, I know I know E-40 is the guy from the Bay Area, right?
Yes.
I know one or two songs.
He got a song called Choices. Check it out in the break. You probably like it.
Got it.
Everybody got choices. And what one man does or what one other woman does, it ain't got no correlation to me. Okay? You want to gamble your life away? That's your problem. If you don't have nothing to do with me, I can't help you. I'm sorry. It's highly unfortunate, let alone somebody making $60 and $70 million. Okay. Nikola Vucevic. Yeah. When last time you saw or heard him, what is he on, the Pelicans or the Bulls right now? Bacha, where is he?
He's still in the Bulls, I'm pretty sure.
Still on the Bulls, yes. Making money on a team going nowhere. Vucevic talked about gambling around the league. Listen to what he said.
Yeah, it's unfortunate to see that happening in our league. You know, obviously, like you said, you know, innocent and proven guilty. So, you know, I'm not going to go too much into that. Because, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with the investigation. But I think that in general, gambling is a big problem, not only here, but worldwide. But I think now that it's, you know, got into, you know, sports here, a lot of people are involved in it. A lot of people gamble, and it's, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people get stuck in it, and it's hard to get out. It's available on your phone. All you got to do is download the app. You can just play. We as players feel it a lot when we step on the court.
Yeah, he's right. This ain't nothing new. It's a global thing. He's from Europe. People have been gambling over there on athletics and soccer and football for years. Here in America, we've been late to the party. But, of course, here in America, we always want to scream and yell about integrity, you know, but not really give a damn at the end of the day. It's about money, about cash. The gambling's not going anywhere. Doesn't matter how many people they potentially have to lock up. This is one scandal. It might blow into a bigger scandal. I'm sure there'll be another scandal. And I'm not even sure. I'm certain there'll be another scandal. People are always trying to get a leg up to get a piece of the pie, even if they got a big piece already. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. I told you, we're going to be joined next hour by Sam Gordon from the San Francisco Chronicle. We're going to talk all things Golden State Warriors. We got Pete Fuatek, who's going to join us from collegefootballnews.com. Pete is going to have a chat with us about what we can expect in a college football space this weekend. I want to see what Texas A&M can do. We're going to talk about the New York Jets, who will not talk about their quarterback situation. Tom Izzo, now speaking of hating something, not gambling, he hates some of the amateurism rules in the NCAA. We'll give you an update on some of these NFL injuries, some of the games that you need to watch this weekend. We'll talk about that crap Thursday night football game from yesterday. But when we come back on the other side of the break, speaking of people doing things wrong, the New York Giants, they're in a little bit of trouble. They got fined. A couple of their players and coaches got fined. I'm going to tell you what happened on the other side of the break. I hope you are doing fine. The good one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, I love Palin, Texas. I love the Bay. Shout-outs to Oakland. Shout-outs to Mr. FAB. Shout-outs to E-40. See, Bocci, did you notice you knew this song before you heard it?
I did. I'm pretty sure it was an NBA 2K, and I think this was like a modified version of it for the Warriors playoff run a couple years back.
Yeah, okay, well, listen, as long as you know the song, they did. Yeah, shout-outs to E-40. Always sit in front row at the Warriors games. Yeah, I like that song. Listen, everybody got choices. Everybody has choices. Shout outs to E-40. And speaking of the Warriors, we'll have that conversation with Sam Gordon next hour. And we'll also give you a little bit of a World Series preview. We are pulling up game one of the World Series in Toronto between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. It's going to take place in about 90 minutes from now. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Everybody has a choice. Everybody has options. Depending on what you choose, sometimes you got to go out there and live with the consequences, okay? Here's something that I do want to tell you. A couple of weeks ago, the New York Giants took on the Philadelphia Eagles. They're getting ready to face them again. The Giants actually won 34-17. Okay, Jackson Dart threw a touchdown. Cam Scatterboo went out there and rushed for three touchdowns. And all is well in the world. You might recall in that same game, there was a point in time, I think it was like the third quarter, second half, that Jackson Dart got his bell rung, and he immediately went to the tent. And Russell Wilson had to stand around and throw the ball, and they're just like, oh boy, here we go. We got this hot shot rookie quarterback that everybody loves, and now we're going to have to throw Russell Wilson back out there. Nobody wants to see him. Except for Sean Payton. He wants to see him throwing interceptions. I digress. Jackson Dart went into the tent. And there was a moment that was just widely caught on film. While he's in the blue tent, you know, getting evaluated, Jackson Dart is. His head coach kind of pops in and is trying to figure out what's going on. It's like, I've never seen that one before. A guy goes into a blue tent. He goes in with a doctor. He goes in with a neurologist. And that's all she wrote. He can either come back into the game or he cannot. Well, Jackson Dart was able to go back into the game and finish things up. But after the game, Brian Daboll had to answer questions about going into the tent. I mean, are you trying to threaten the doctors? Are you not caring about this man, his health and well-being? Listen to what Brian Daboll had to say after the game.
I certainly am an emotional guy. I apologized directly to our team physician. I just wanted his ass out there if he was okay, but I wanted to process like we were getting ready to go for it on potential fourth down. I would have burned a timeout if he could have came out there, so I was asking how long is it going to take.
Yeah, he's kind of rushing the process. This guy was playing on Sunday. He might have thought it was, I don't know, might have thought it was Black Friday, and you got the head coach busting into the blue tent trying to figure out what the hell is going on. That breaks protocol. I mean, could you imagine getting checked out at the doctor's office? Doctor's asking you some personal questions and, you know, I don't know. The next patient busts into the room going, how much longer is it going to take? I got things to do. You'd be offended, right? Not quite the same analogy, but you don't rush, quote unquote, medical things, especially having to deal with your brain. Cam Scatterboo, speaking of brains, Bocci, I ran into a guy today. Just going to my mailbox. I don't know why he's talking to me about the Giants. I'm like, I don't want to talk about the Giants. I got to talk about this stuff later. But anyway, he asked me about the Giants, and he's telling me about Cam Scatterboo, and he's like, hey, I saw online they say that this guy has CTE. Well, that's not a joke. But Cam Scatterboo also went into the tent. And listen to what he said.
When I went in there, you know, he was a little fired up, but we know we had to go through protocol and do all that stuff to make sure we can get back on the field. So I went in there and kind of, we're good, man. We got you. And that's it.
Man, all these can the guy have some privacy? He's fired up. He wants to play, but he may not even be healthy. Mike Evans on Monday night got knocked into next week, got a broken collarbone, doesn't know what day it is. They left him alone. They walked his ass right off of the field. And they even asked Jackson Dart, man, what the heck was going on in that tent?
I was just trying to get back to there on the field. I understand they have a protocol and whatnot, but I was just trying to get out there fast.
Oh, come on, man. Well, let me tell you, everybody who put their damn head in that tent, they had to pay some money today. The NFL came down on the New York Giants. The entire organization, and I get it, they got the money, but who do you want to pay this? No. The Giants have to pay a $200,000 fine for the protocol violation. Head coach Brian Daboll, he has to pay a $100,000 fine for conduct detrimental to the league. You can't be the head coach poking your head in just because it's your star player. If that was the bum, the last guy on the team in concussion protocol, would Brian Daboll be in there kind of checking to see if he was okay? The answer, probably no. But it is the quarterback, so he's doing what he has to do. And then you got Cam Scatterboo. He was fined $15,000 for conduct detrimental to the league, for poking his head into the tent. Here's the point. If a guy got knocked into next week and he is being evaluated, leave that man alone. Let that dude hang out with the doctors and the neurologist and let them figure out whether or not he could play. You know, I mean, playing with somebody's brain is not a good thing. These ideas, and not even ideas, these hits can hurt you today as well as later on in life. Just take it easy. The New York Giants said they have taken remedial steps. They've conducted additional training with staff and players regarding the proper use of the medical tent. And I think this is very simple. Maybe even a caveman could understand this. If a guy goes in a blue tent, you don't go in under any circumstances. Let the doctors go out there and do their job. I've never seen a player and coach go into the medical tent. I mean, next thing you know, Brian Daboll will go out there, just kind of drag the dude out of the tent. And what a bad idea that would be. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer support from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. See, they do their jobs at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Now let the doctors, the neurologists, let them do theirs, okay? 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We will take a break. When we come back on the other side, I mean, this guy, they might as well put a medical tent in this house, okay? Carson Wentz got beat to high hell yesterday, all right? And it was such a blowout. It was not a fun game last night. Looking at the Chargers go out there and beat the Vikings. We'll talk about that. Then we'll also get into some of the games that you probably actually want to watch on Sunday. We got a lot to get into. The phone number here is 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it is time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I just told you about the New York Giants. The team fined $200,000 for violating concussion protocol. Okay, head coach Brian Daboll was a little too eager to get Jackson Dart back into the game, or to see if he was going to be available for the game against the Cowboys a couple of weeks ago. Brian Daboll was fined $100,000. Running back Cam Scataboo was fined $15,000 for all checking on the QB. Next time, let the doctors go out there and do their work. As somebody, I'm surprised he may be in concussion protocol. Damn. Carson Wentz. Last night, the Minnesota Vikings took a big ol' L to the Los Angeles Chargers. The final score was 37-10. J.J. McCarthy is still working his way back from his ankle injury. And Carson Wentz, he had a touchdown. He had one interception. And he was also sacked five times. Five times. I mean, there was a point where Carson Wentz was kind of walking off the field. He was throwing his helmet. He was writhing on the floor in pain. And he was just obviously in a lot of pain. He was hurting out there. A matter of fact, after the game, he was asked about throwing his helmet. And he was like, man, I was hurting. Leave me alone.
Yeah, not proud of that. Apologize to the equipment guys for that one. But, yeah, I was in a good amount of pain there.
Yeah, he's hurting. I mean, well, people, now he knows how it feels when people have to watch him play football. It could hurt. At least Justin Jefferson, he's now the youngest player to reach 8,000 receiving yards. That took place yesterday. The Vikings have now fallen to 3-4. They got the Lions up next. Good luck. I don't care if, J.J. McCarthy is healthy enough to go back out there. It's not looking good for these Minnesota Vikings. And then their own head coach, Kevin O'Connell, he's just like, man, yeah, we got beat up in every which way possible.
Nothing much to say. We got outplayed. We got outcoached. We did not. There are no excuses. Injuries, short week, whatever it is, that is not in any way, shape, or form our standard of what we want to put on the field.
I forget about all that. We didn't see J.J. McCarthy last year with the meniscus. We've barely seen him this year with the ankle sprain. Kevin, cut to the chase. When is J.J. McCarthy coming back?
J.J.'s healthy. J.J. will play. That's been the case since the injury. That's always been kind of my mindset. And I believe we're right, hopefully around the corner from seeing him be healthy, have a week of preparation, and go compete. Because that's really, that's what he wants, and that's what he's been working towards.
Oh, whatever. Well, we want to see him, man. We don't want to see Carson Wentz no more. This scrub going out there throwing interceptions. Nobody wants to see that. At least the Chargers have been able to continue to turn things around. They started the season 3-0, then they fell to 4-3, and God bless them, they picked up a victory yesterday. Justin Herbert, 3 touchdown passes. He rushed for another 62. Justin Herbert is really going out there and using his feet. And Jim Harbaugh, he's just like, yeah, the fact that he could run and throw, it's great for us.
And then when it's all covered, I mean, he did another great job tonight running and picking up first downs with his athleticism. He's just another stellar performance by Justin Herbert.
And Justin Herbert, he's not going to kiss his own backside. His coach would do that for him. But one thing that Justin Herbert did appreciate is the fact that giant guy from Notre Dame, Joe Alt, was out there coming back from an ankle sprain of his own. This guy got to be, Botch, what are you, like 6'8", 3 million pounds playing tackle?
Yeah, he's got to be close. It's like 6'7", really athletic, really fast and strong. Yeah, he's a tank.
Yeah, you don't make no sense out there. Justin Herbert was happy to have him back.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, we've definitely missed him, and it's tough to replace a guy like that. But I think the tackles that we've had the past weeks have done an incredible job stepping up, and just good to see Joe back out there. And you know, hopefully everything's good, and happy to have him back.
I'm sure you do. Now you don't got to be turned into a pancake. You end up like Carson Wentz. And good news for the Chargers, their next opponent, the Tennessee Titans. Come on now, if you can't beat the Tennessee Titans, what you playing football for? Okay. Tennessee Titans are here to get smashed this year. Got us new coach in. Anyway, I'm not going to take a dump on the Titans. Their quarterback, Cam Ward, does that for them. We're ass and we play like crap. I don't need to do anything. He does it all. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. At the top of the hour, we'll talk about some of these matchups that you want to watch this Sunday, like Packers at Steelers. You know, Aaron Rodgers, we discussed that. He's going to be hosting his former team, and we'll do that at the top of the hour. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Jim is here from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jim?
Hey, JR, how are you?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Okay, great. Just chilling on a Friday listening to the show. World Series starts tonight. I remember you saying you like the Dodgers, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm thinking they win in 6 games. How many dingers you think between Ohtani and Vlad Guerrero? What are they going to knock out in the series? About maybe 8 or 9 between the two of them, you think?
Oh, come on. Are you a gambling man? You gambling?
No. I'm just curious because they both been on a roll. You know, Ohtani had that huge game last week.
Last Friday.
And Vlad Guerrero's been knocking the cover off the ball in the playoffs.
Well, I don't know if I'd say Ohtani has been on a roll. He had that spectacular game on Friday. Vladimir Guerrero's been a little bit more he's been much more consistent in his production here throughout the postseason. So you're asking me, combined in the series, even if it goes to 7 games, you're saying they'd have 8 home runs between them?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe I'm thinking it goes 6 if Ohtani gets. They get 4 each, maybe. That's my thoughts.
I take the under on that one. That'd be a good. I mean, I know there's a lot of people getting in trouble for gambling now, but that sounds like a cool bet. I take the under on that one.
Yeah, I know the ball flies, especially in that Toronto ballpark. They can fly out of there. But And then, you guys doing the Friday Funny tonight or no?
Oh, we haven't done a Friday Funny in a while, man. We got so much football going on. What, you got a joke for us?
I myself always get a kick out of that one old dude from, I was at Louisiana or Mississippi, one of the southern states he calls. He always cracks you up when he calls. I know.
Well, he doesn't crack me up. He tries to get us kicked off the air. He's not cracking me up. I got to make sure that we don't, say things that are not appropriate.
Yeah, I hear you.
If anybody on this show is going to say anything inappropriate, it got to be me, nobody else.
Right. And then real quick, I'll let you get rolling here. This lock of the week, just straight up, no spreads or nothing. I'm just thinking in the NFL, that the Colts got to be the lock of the week at home against Tennessee. You have no doubt about that.
Well, I mean, if they I just told you about another team taking on Tennessee, and that happens to be the Chargers. So I think anybody taking on them would pretty much be the lock of the week.
Good call.
You got faith. Oh, I mean, It is a divisional opponent, though. You know, are you sure you're not gambling out here, Jim?
No, no. I'm just. I like to make picks. I do I'm retired now. I have a little sports blog I do. Just that's a hobby of mine and all that. Nice. And I just every week I just throw it out there on make the picks and then so far I'm 7-for-7 this year. I'm just lock of the week, just picking the teams. Like I said, no spreads and going with the Colts this week.
Yeah, nothing better than picking out a loser. I know how that goes. Well, thank you, Jim. We appreciate it.
All right, enjoy. Keep up the great work.
Oh, thank you, Jim, for calling from Chicago. Shout-outs to Jim. Bacha, you think combined we're going to get more or less home runs from Ohtani and Guerrero?
Statistically, I would say under. I just think that Vlad, though he does have 6 homers so far in the postseason, he's not traditionally a home run hitter this season. He was very cold going into the playoffs, but he heated up. Ohtani, you never know, though.
He could have 3 in a game, 2 in a game.
Yeah, he could have like a 3-game stretch with like 4 homers.
Yeah.
So it's very, very unpredictable with Ohtani's side, but I would in total say under between the two.
Yeah, but then even with the home run total being lower than normal this year, you know, if Vladimir Guerrero just woke up at the end of a season and he has another 40 home runs, that's not unusual at all, you know?
Yeah, no. But I also think that Vlad, with this postseason, the Blue Jays are so good at getting on base. I think his whole approach has changed to where it's not, I'm going to try to hit a homer every at bat. He's going to be more, I'm going to go gap to gap and try to get a guy in to score. So that's the only thing that I think would change the outcome.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's one thing that I think any player, I don't care who you are, when you start watching the ball leave the ballpark and you start feeling it, you start saying, oh, I could just walk up there and get the job done. And I think Vladimir Guerrero Jr., one of the guys who can do that, he has 6 home runs here in the postseason. He hit 23 in a regular season. I don't think that 23 is an indicator of nothing. A couple of years ago, he almost cranked 50 of them. This guy is, it's in his blood. And shout-outs to his, I love watching this. Bacha, do you remember watching his dad? No?
No, I think I got the, I think it was like 10 his last season. Or a little bit younger.
He was amazing. His dad was the opposite of him. His dad was carved out of steel, built like a trank, built like a truck. His arm was bananas. He was just, Vladimir Guerrero Sr. was a monster. I look at his son and I just go, man, you still ain't your dad. Never will be. Sorry about that. Sorry, Vlad. You're still good too, though. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to call like Jim in Chicago, you can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Thursday Night Football stunk. We're going to talk about some games that you actually probably want to watch this Sunday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.